Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at each life path number, the forecast for the full moon that will be occurring on December 26, 2023. Before we get into the forecast, this, of course, is a general reading. If you would like a personalized reading or your year ahead forecast, please book some time with me. My information is in the description box below, and I would love to work with you and take a look. All right, let's go ahead and dive in. Life path number four. So this full moon is bringing forth the energy of the 13-4. So we're basically working with our own energy, but we're also working with the energy of the 13. And we're working with kangaroo energy. So there's some interesting things coming up here. So first and foremost, with the 13-4, this sort of brings about the need to sort of move through emotions, to really dive deep into the emotions or something that may have occurred in the past. Because remember, we're also in a Mercury retrograde. Also, this full moon is happening in the sign of Cancer. So there's something about revisiting, reviewing something from the past that may have occurred that we didn't fully move through the emotions of it, right? We didn't really feel it. We just were, because fours are very solution focused, right? So if they move through something, it's often they're looking for the solution and they're going to move towards that solution, even if it means bypassing the emotions around that situation. So there could be some things that come up for us around this time that just asks us to sort of sit with our emotions, to really feel into how it is that we truly feel about something. Because in doing that, we're going to connect with our intuition more, we're going to connect with our empathy more, our compassion, and our grace for self and others, right? So, and also we can reach a point of forgiveness for self, for others, for the universe, whatever needs to happen there. So I do see this as a potentially highly sensitive time, that where you may be asked to work through some things that, you know, maybe you're not going to receive closure around, that you need to find the closure yourself. And what does that look like, right? And so this would be a good time, especially around the holidays, right? This can be an emotional time for people. This would be a great time to seek out some professional help, right? Some support from somebody who's unbiased, somebody who is trained and able to support you in a way that someone who might be biased for the situation can't really show up in the same way. So if you feel like your emotions are getting the best of you at this time, you know, avoidance is not the answer. We need to sit with them. We need to move through and we need to see what's at the core, the root of that, whatever it is. So you could see this as an emotional, sort of more sensitive period. The other thing with the 13 can bring in some kind of death, transformation, rebirth, right? It's this constant like transformation that's pushing us to create something really beautiful from a space that's not so beautiful, that's pushing us to sort of transcend or move beyond the very physical, materialistic plane into a higher octave or the spiritual plane, right? And finding ways to sort of merge the two. Because the beautiful thing about the four that's sort of overlooked a lot of times is, yes, it's a very practical, solution-focused, organized, system-based energy. But there's the inside of the four, right? Which is, you know, we all have this, but with the four, there's that very, you know, practical, logical outside, the sort of the shell of the four. But inside that four is the heart center, right? The intuitiveness, the sensitivity, the deepness. And often it's the internal side of the four that the four sort of will try to bypass, will not, because it tends to slow us down, right? That's the stuff that we have to move through and work through and feel and all those things. And we want to get to the solution. We want to get to the end goal type thing. It's a very ambitious energy. So I do think that this full moon can be sort of pushing us to sink into our inner layers, right? And feel through that, especially because it's in the sign of Cancer as well. So, you know, whatever comes up for you at this time, sit with it, move through it, work with it, and, you know, seek out the resources that are available to you in order to do that in a very effective, efficient way, right? So you're satisfying both sides of yourself. You could be called to really transform some area of your life at this time. Close out something that's not serving you, something that maybe you've been overly loyal to, for the sake of being loyal. You know, the four energy is a very loyal energy and sometimes can be loyal to its detriment. So really, this is a great time, because we are also in Mercury retrograde, to review and revisit those things, those areas of your life where maybe it is that you are too loyal, where you're loyal, being loyal to your detriment, and you're building somebody else's dream and you've sort of overlooked or neglected your own. And so this could bring about some changes that might be difficult to move through. Meaning, if you're in a relationship and you've been in that relationship strictly for loyalty purposes, or because of the time and energy you've invested into it, you could find yourself being directed or redirected in a different, on a different path. That means separating, moving apart, moving in different directions. And that can be difficult for a four, right? So, and it can be emotional as well. And so definitely honor anything that comes up for you around that time, but also honor yourself and your needs and what it is that, you know, helps you to build the strong foundation for yourself as well. The other thing is, this can be a time, especially with kangaroo energy coming through, where, well, let me back up. I would also say, you know, with that sort of loyalty, I see this a lot with fours when it comes to career. Career and relationships. These are the two areas with fours where, man, once you commit, you are usually with four energy, you're in it. You are in it. Even whether it's good for you or bad for you, you are in it. There's that strong loyalty, that determination to see it through to completion, which is a beautiful quality, but it can also be to the detriment, right? And so career and relationships are the two where fours usually get tripped up when it comes to not recognizing the time to, you know, when that relationship or that career has served its purpose and it's time to move on to something that's more fulfilling to your heart center, right? And so I would also sort of say, if there's a relationship or if there is a job, a career, something that has served its purpose and your heart's no longer in it, I think this full moon being about completions, tying things up, letting things go, releasing, you know, being Cancer, you know, following your intuition, your feelings around the situation, you know, I think a lot's going to come up for review around this time for fours, and you really need to follow your intuition and your heart center. That needs to be your decide, what brings the decision to a head, right? The other thing I would say with kangaroo energy is this can bring about like quantum leaps in a new direction. And that's what I mean. This is all sort of interplaying. So you could see things come in. I mean, you're at the center of this though. So you have to say yes or no, and you have to put in the effort, right? So, and it again, I acknowledge how difficult that can be for fours because of that loyalty, right? But if you say yes, if you commit to what brings you happiness, joy, inspires you, what's at the center of your heart center, you will make leaps, you will make these giant leaps and bounds, right? Towards a new direction, towards something that really lights you up and inspires you and is aligned with your soul purpose. So a lot can come in around this full moon, and, you know, just move through it gently with compassion and understanding for yourself and others involved, and you'll make the right decisions. You'll make the right choices for you in this moment. So I hope it's a beautiful full moon. I'm right there with you, and I hope you have a beautiful holiday season. Take care, everyone. Bye for now.